Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 135 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Happy New Year. Hope everyone is ready for the new year, has embraced the new year. Maybe you've had some big goals that you've set. Maybe you've had some micro goals that you've set. I did a podcast on that a year or so ago on micro goals. Go back and check that out. And hope you're ready. You know, and if you're not ready or if you don't feel ready, you can always become ready at any time. It's pretty cool, right? Because you determine your own destiny. You get to choose how you want to be in this world. You get to choose how you want to show up each and every day. You get to choose. And I think that's pretty cool. And so this week, to kind of kick off 2023 on the podcast, we're going to talk about 8 ways that are going to help you thrive in 2023. That's kind of cool, right? 8 ways to help you thrive in the new year. And I love these because several of these I've tried to live by throughout my life, at least certain times during my life, and to really focus in on the ones where maybe I'm struggling a little bit, or we're going to talk about one in particular where, you know, if you failed, how do you respond? How do you come back from that? And I think these are really good. So here's what's pretty cool about these two. You can apply these to your personal life, and you can apply these to your marriage. You can apply them to your relationship with your kids, but you can also apply them to your business life. So if you're a coach out there, if you're trying to grow a business, if you are a leader of a company, if you lead a group, if you're working under a group, if you're working under a manager or a leader, you can always apply things that are going to help you thrive in that situation. And so I want you to take these for what they're worth and apply them to whatever area of your life is most beneficial to you. Okay? So here we go. 8 ways to thrive during 2023. Number one, you're never too good to get better. You're never too good to get better at something, or to get better at life, or to get better at a skill, or to get better as a leader, or to get better as a husband, or to get better as a father. You're never too good to get better. You don't arrive, right? We don't arrive. Even those, and you think about, if you've got this certain goal at the end of the year, you ascertain that goal, you get the goal. Think about a sports team that wins a World Series or, wins a championship of some sort. You say, well, we've done it. It's over. No, what do you do? You say, boy, that was great. We reflect on it. How did we do that? How did we do well? And then what do? You start preparing for what's next, right? You start preparing for the next year. You're never too good to get better. For some of you, you need to apply this in your business right now. You've kind of gotten stale. You've kind of gotten apathetic, maybe. You kind of feel like, maybe it's the other way, you feel like you know it all. You got it all together. That ego sneaks in. Okay, assess that a little bit. And ask yourself, do I think I'm too good to get better? And what can you learn today that will help change that perspective? What can you read? What can you investigate? What can you try out? What can you do? The best people in the world at their crafts, at their professions, never think they're good enough. The best guitar player in the world never thinks he's good enough. Always thinks somebody's chasing him, right? Somebody's chasing her. So you're never too good to get better. Number two, do what you do on purpose and with purpose. So whatever you're doing in your life, maybe some of you are in transition, maybe you're starting a new business, think about why you do it. Do it on purpose and do it with purpose. So what is your purpose in your business? First of all, define that. And then every day, right, you get up and you work with purpose. Maybe you're wanting to get yourself in shape. Do what you do in that exercise program on purpose, with purpose. Have a plan. What is the plan that you are going to follow, right? Proper preparation prevents poor performance. It's very similar to this. Do what you do, do it on purpose, and do it with purpose. Number three, little by little becomes a lot. Little by little becomes a lot. I talked about this on a podcast about momentum, right? And gaining that momentum. There's a book, you know, The Compound Effect. I think that's what I was talking about during the podcast. The Compound Effect. What you do little by little becomes a lot over time. Go back to the exercise analogy. If you just go to the gym one time and you lift a bunch of weights and you get sore as all get out, and then the next day you're like, oh, no, it doesn't work that way, right? How do you see results? You see results little by little over time, and it becomes a lot. You deposit money in your bank account each day, in your savings account each month, right? Little by little over time becomes a lot. But when you start and you focus just on, oh, I don't have anything, or I'll never have enough, then all of a sudden you get 2 years down the road and you've not made those small deposits. And guess what? You've still got what you've always had because you've not done anything different. So little by little becomes a lot. What can you do today to help yourself reach your potential, or the potential that you want to be, the goal that you want to be at 12 months from now? What can you do today? What can you do this week? What can you do this month to where little by little becomes a lot? I work with coaching clients that, you know, want to be coaches, and some of them don't see the success that they want to see. Why? Because they don't put in the effort each and every day to do it. Now, I'm not saying you have to put in all kinds of effort. You put in the effort you want to put in. But when you say you're going to put in the effort and you say you want to see this outcome, then you have to do things little by little each and every day in order to get those results. Some of you have a battle with food. Some of you have a battle with alcohol. Some of you have a battle with, right, whatever. Fill in the blank. And part of that battle is winning those little things each and every day so they compound. And so they become smaller and smaller issues in your life. Or you do it the other way, right? You want to reach a goal. You do things little by little in order to reach that goal. That's a big one. Number three, little by little becomes a lot. Number four, focus on the process, not the results. Focus on the process, not the results. Again, very similar to three, right? If your process is in place, the results will take care of themselves. Go back to the sports analogy, right? You don't have to talk about winning a lot. You talk about, what are we doing each and every day in practice? What are you doing each and every day as an athlete? What are you doing each and every day to help us achieve that ultimate goal, to help us achieve the result we want to do? Focus on the process, not the result. Last year and a half ago, probably, I completely revamped and changed my golf swing. One of the things I wanted to do, I wanted to have a consistent golf swing. I'd always struggled with being way too long. You know, I was a baseball guy growing up, just way too long in my backswing, and, you know, I couldn't control the ball, so on and so forth. I could still shoot a decent score, but I just wasn't as consistent as I wanted. So I revamped my golf swing. And throughout that revampment, I had to really focus on the process. And I still do that. I still focus on the process. But if I had just focused on results, because I was, you know, shooting some higher scores, especially early on, things weren't going great, but I knew that it would work long term for me because there was a process, right? 1, 2, 3, 4 process. Change it to kind of a single plane swing for you golfers out there. And it made a huge difference. Shot 2 of the best rounds of my life this past year. And I was even par and under par in one round. So focusing on whatever that process is that you want to do is huge in order to get to the outcome. Because what happens? What do? We just look at the outcome, right? And that outcome looks so big and so daunting that we don't think we can ever get there. So focus on the process, not the results. Number 5, I love this one, and I'm going to keep the golf analogy going. Embrace the boredom of consistency. Embrace the boredom of consistency. You know what consistency does? Consistency wins. Consistency makes you money. Consistency tells people that you will do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Consistency says you're going to do for yourself what you say you're going to do. If you play golf, you ever play with that guy that hits it down the middle every time? Just about every time, right? It's usually an older person, right? He may not hit it as long as you, but he hits it down the middle. Then what's he do? He hits it on the green. And then what does he do? He 2-putts, right? And that's a par. It's a par on a par 4. And at the end of the round, you look back and he shot 73, 74, right? Why? Because he's consistent. And he embraces the boredom of consistency. He doesn't get all worked up in the flashiness of trying to hit it farther. He doesn't try to do something that he's not capable of. If he does hit one, in the woods, what's he do? He chips out, then he hits it up to the green, and then maybe he takes bogey at worst, right? He's not taking double, triple, quadruple bogeys like a lot of people. No, you embrace the consistency. Embrace the boredom of consistency. What is there something in your life that you're like, oh, I'm just so bored, but it's working. It's working. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. If the results are there, embrace it. Don't feel like you have to get on to the next thing. Don't feel like you're not doing enough. Be able to sit there in that boredom of consistency. I think that is so profound, really. Number 6 is what I alluded to earlier. Learn from failure. We've talked about this before, but it's hard. Like, it's hard to learn from failure because you might learn something, but most of us beat ourselves up in the process. Right? We put ourselves down. We go through all the should-haves. I should have done this. I should have done this. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done this. Right? But if we'll just embrace and learn from our failures, we will be able to move on so much quicker. We'll be able to get on to the thing that we want to do and do well because we've learned from something that we have failed at in the past. And I tell clients all the time, the only way you truly fail is if you quit. And sometimes you want to quit, so you don't even fail then, right? But if you're a coach and you want to do this and you want to help people, the only time you really fail is if you quit. Unless you've just decided, hey, I'm just kind of done. I'm going to do something else. This is not what I want to do anymore. But learn from failure. Number 7. I'll give you a couple different things for number 7. Be where your feet are. Or another way I like to say it is bloom where you're planted. Bloom where you're planted. So what does that mean? That means whatever position you're in right now, whatever you're doing right now, be there, be present, and bloom in that role. You're a middle manager right now. You're not doing all the things that you want to do from a leadership standpoint. You're not running your own company yet. You don't own your own company. Heck, you're working, you may be working at a fast food restaurant right now. Do the best you possibly can right now, right where you are. Learn everything you can about that fast food restaurant. That way, if you want to own one day, you'll know how to run it. It'll also teach you, if you don't want to be in that business, right? But bloom where you're planted. Wherever you are right now, allow yourself just to grow, just to embrace where you are, learn everything you can to learn, and be present. Be present. Number 8, the last one, be an elite teammate or office mate or housemate or husband or wife. Be an elite teammate. Can you be elite in those areas where you can help somebody that's on the other side of you? I don't know if you've ever heard that. It's going to be the person that the other person is looking for. And it's not to say that we're trying to compare and we're trying to do all that. But you embrace what you can do and what you bring to the table that helps that other person, that helps your company, that helps your business, that helps people around you, because you know how to pick people up and you know how to encourage people and you know how to give a person a smile. You know how to give a person an encouraging word or an encouraging note or something that's just going to help them through the day, because you know that would help you, right? So be an elite teammate. Be an elite partner. Be an elite husband. So 8 things that will help you thrive, right, in 2023. You're never too good to get better. Do what you do on purpose with purpose. Little by little becomes a lot, the compound effect. Focus on the process, not on results. Embrace the boredom of consistency. Learn from failure. Don't beat yourself up for it. Be where your feet are, or bloom where you're planted. And be an elite teammate. Be an elite person that helps the person on the other side of you. Ooh, I like that, huh? If that doesn't get you going for 2023, I don't know what will. So thanks again for being here. I look forward to seeing you back here next week. I'm headed to Kentucky this weekend. So my daughter is, and she's a competitive cheerleader. So I'm going to watch her compete, and then going to be back on the road next weekend to watch her compete. And then it's over. She's a freshman in college, and, you know, they all compete in Orlando in 2 weeks. And so it's big for her. So I'll be on the road the next 2 weeks, but you guys are the next 2 weekends. So, but reach out to me if you need me. I love meeting people. I love meeting you all through, you know, these consults that I'm doing and the new clients that I've brought on board. So I've got room for 2 right now. So if you're interested in learning and growing, whether you want to coach or whether you want just to move forward in another area of your life, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, DrDarrenWilson.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Take care, everyone. See you next week. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.